welcome to the Ask Me How I Know show. I'm your host, Julie Holly, and I'm so excited you're here. Ask Me How I Know is the only podcast in the multifamily niche replicating what takes place outside the walls of a seminar. Remember when we used to get together like that? This is like the lobby where honest, unscripted conversations take place and transformation happens. We'll talk about practical problem solving in the multifamily niche, as well as overcoming mental roadblocks. This episode is brought to you by Three Keys Investments. Three Keys Investments is dedicated to helping people like you, yeah, you, enter the multifamily investment space to build passive income and legacy wealth. If you haven't already subscribed and reviewed Ask Me How I Know, I'd be honored if you did. Thanks so much for joining me today, and now for our featured guest. Hey guys, welcome back to Ask Me How I Know. Today I'm wondering, are you still living in that box? I almost brought in a whole bunch of boxes, but well, you're listening on the podcast, so you're not going to see the boxes. But, you know, through the pandemic and living in a rural area, I have ended up with a lot of boxes from shipments. And it's really got me thinking. I have these boxes of so many different sizes. I mean, like big boxes, small boxes. Basically, Goldilocks would be really excited, and she'd be spending a few different days trying to figure out which box was the best box for her. Are you kind of doing that yourself? Are you really trying to like continually put yourselves into different boxes to figure out which box feels best? How about this? How about you don't put yourself in any box at all? I was thinking about this, and I was thinking about the benefits of stepping out of the box every single day. Here's an example. Last night, while I was at dinner, I was looking at the menu, and you know what? Let's all face it. We have our favorite things, right? I always love a Caesar salad. Can you go wrong with a Caesar salad? Can you go wrong with a perfectly cooked hamburger, which would be medium rare, with grilled onions and some cheese melted on there and all the other goodies, right? Or however you like it, right? There's some things that you just know you are going to enjoy and appreciate. And we gravitate going towards what is comfortable. We gravitate towards those boxes. Those boxes look so beautiful and comfortable and cozy, and you just want to get back inside that box. It's scary being outside the box. It's uncomfortable being outside of the box. You get in the box and you can feel the walls around you, and you're like all nestled up, and it's like its own type of comfort food, if you will. Stepping out of the box can look as simple as ordering something new on the menu. I did do that last night. I never ordered chicken marsala. I ordered this drunken chicken marsala, and it was amazing. I was so excited. I'm like, wow, I'm really glad I stepped out of the box on this. Can you think of a time that you stepped outside the box that you were excited, that you were looked back and said, whoa, that turned out so well? But it's so easy to go back into the box. Recently, I've been pulling myself out of the box so much and basically kind of living in the air, not being in any box, and it's really uncomfortable. But there's something that you gain from this practice of living outside of the box, outside the comfort zone. What I've noticed is that my creativity soars. When you're inside that box, you are absolutely confined and limited to that box. Think about it like this. I'm sitting in my little studio right now, and I've got four walls and a ceiling, right? Standard things. If this was all I looked at, if I never opened the curtains and looked outside to the pasture and the mountains and all the beautiful sunsets that I can see just out this window, they're amazing, I would miss out on a lot of opportunity. Stepping outside the box allows you to see things from another perspective. And when you see things from another perspective, your problem-solving skills, just you can tackle problems and find these creative solutions. You can do the extraordinary. It's powerful. Stepping out of the box consistently also does become a little more comfortable, and it cultivates this level of confidence. Last night, going back to the silly, you know, ordering off the menu, ordering something different. But doing that little tiny step repeatedly, it reminds me that I can try something new. And if it doesn't work out, it's not the end of the world. The more you're willing to step out of that box and out of your comfort zone, the more you realize, oh, okay, well, that didn't work out how I thought it was going to work out, but it did work out. It worked out pretty well. And if it didn't work out super great, you learned something from it and you realized that the world wasn't going to implode and fingers weren't going to be pointed at you. And, you know, all of the fears that we concoct in our mind of what is going to happen if I step out of my comfort zone and try that unknown. I'm always going to encourage you, step out of the box, step into the unknown, into the uncomfortable, into the uncertain, and make that part of your daily life in big and small ways. You will find that a year from now, you are going to have a list of these extraordinary things that you've done. And what you continue to do through that practice is going to absolutely blow your mind. I love my life. It's not perfect, and I'll never tell you it's perfect, but I love my life. And part of the reason that I love what I'm doing in life is I've practiced this, and I can see the benefits of it. And I know it's going to benefit your life in a very, very tremendous way. So this week, as you're going about your week, big and small ways, part your hair a different way. Order a different coffee drink at the coffee stand, even if it's just a different size. That works. Little things will actually make a really big difference. All right, guys. Let me know how it goes. Let me know how you step out of your box. And trust me, I'm not going to laugh if it's something as simple as, yeah, I got a 16-ounce instead of my 12-ounce coffee. Seriously, that's a step in the right direction. So whatever your step is, send your feedback to me. You can send an email to julie@threekeysinvestments.com. You could catch up with me over on Facebook, over on LinkedIn, whatever works. But connect up with me and let me know the little step that, or big step that you took this week. In the meantime, go find your freedom. Thanks so much for joining me for another episode of Ask Me How I Know. This episode was brought to you by Three Keys Investments. They are dedicated to helping people like you. Yeah, you, my awesome listeners, develop passive income and legacy wealth through multifamily investing. Feel free to check out their website, threekeysinvestments.com, to see if there is an offering that will help your portfolio grow and meet all of your needs. If you haven't already rated, reviewed, subscribed, liked, all of those bells and whistles, I would be absolutely honored if you would do that for Ask Me How I Know. Thanks again, and go make it a great day.